Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Welcome back. We're now on chapter number 8, lesson number 8, on the book of Galatians. The objectives of this particular lesson are as follows. Upon completion of this lesson, you're going to be able to name the author of the book of Galatians. You're going to be able to identify to whom the book of Galatians was written. You'll be able to state the key purpose for the book of Galatians. You're going to be able to write the key verse of the book of Galatians from memory and state the life and ministry principle for the book of Galatians. Now, for our introduction, the author was Paul, and it was written to the believers in Galatia, and the purpose was to correct false teaching of Jewish legalism in the church. The key verse is found in chapter 5, verse 1, and the life and ministry principle are that Jesus delivered us from law to liberty. The main characters are Paul, Peter, James, Cephas, John, Barnabas, Titus, and Abraham. We start with Roman numeral number 1 for the introduction. Point A, from Paul. Point number 1, an apostle. 2, not of men. 3, by Jesus Christ and God the Father. Point B, to the churches in Galatia. Point C, grace and peace from Jesus. Point 1, who gave himself for our sins. Point 2, who delivered us from the present evil world. 3, according to the will of God the Father. And 4, to whom be glory forever. In Roman numeral number 2, we have the rebuke. Point A, astonishment at the departure from the gospel. B, statement of the departure to another gospel, which is false. C, the seriousness of the matter. No matter who preaches another gospel, they are accursed. And D, Paul's attitude towards the matter. Then we have part number 1, the liberty of the gospel, a personal argument. We have in Roman numeral number 1, how Paul received the gospel. Point A, the origin through revelation. B, his conduct previous to receiving the gospel. Point 1, taught the Jewish religion. 2, persecuted the church of God. 3, profited in Jewish religion above his equals. And 4, was zealous of the Jewish tradition. In point number C, we have the description of the revelation received. Point 1, source of the revelation. 2, subject of the revelation. And 3, purpose of the revelation, that Paul might preach him among the heathen. Point number 4, response to the revelation. Point A, he conferred not with flesh and blood. B, he did not go to the apostles at Jerusalem. And C, he went to Arabia and Damascus. Point D, Paul's independence of the Jerusalem apostles. Point number 1, his first visit to Jerusalem. Point A, the time of the visit. B, the purpose of the visit. C, the duration of the visit. And D, contacts during the visit. Then we have point number E, Paul's subsequent absence from Jerusalem. Point 1, the place of his withdrawal. 2, the lack of acquaintance and with the churches in Judah. And 3, the response of the churches to reports about him. In Roman numeral number 2, we have how the gospel received by Paul was confirmed by the apostles at Jerusalem. Point A, the circumstances of its presentation to them. Point 1, the journey to Jerusalem. 2, the presentation made by Paul at Jerusalem. Point B, the result of Paul's presentation of the gospel to them. Point number 1, the position as reflected in Titus. 2, the conflict with false brethren. Point A, their presence. Point B, their refusal to yield to their demands. And point 3, the approval of Jerusalem leaders of the gospel received by Paul. Point A, their failure to add anything to his gospel. B, their approval of his gospel. C, the basis of their approval. D, the expression of their approval. and see the one request made in their approval. Then we have Roman numeral number 3, which is Paul's rebuke of Peter for his yielding to legalistic pressure in Antioch. Point A, reasons for the rebuke. B, effect of inconsistent conduct of Peter. C, justification for giving the rebuke. Point 1, Paul's question to Peter. Point 2, Paul's explanation of his doctrinal position. Point A was insufficiency of the law. Point 1, we are justified by faith, not by the law, nor by works. And 2, if we rely on the law, we are transgressors. And B, the new life in Christ. Point 1, the effect of the law led to the new life. 2, the nature of the new life. And 3, the grace of God is nullified by law keeping. Then we go into part number 2, the liberty of the gospel, a doctrinal argument, and that's going into chapter number 3. So, Roman numeral number 1, we have the doctrine of justification by faith. Point A, the justification by faith. Point 1, inconsistency of their conduct. Point A, turning from Christ. B, question about the start of their Christian life. C, the question about their method of perfection. D, the question about their suffering as believers. And E, the question about the basis of God's work in them. In point number B, we have the example of Abraham's justification. Point 1, the means of Abraham's justification. And 2, the identity of the sons of Abraham. In point 3, we have the announcement to Abraham by God of justification through faith. And point 4, the heirs of blessings of Abraham. In point C, we have the deliverance from the law and the works through Jesus Christ. Point 1, the curse of those under the law and works. 2, the inability of the law and works to justify. 3, deliverance from the curse through Jesus. Point A, the means of deliverance from the curse. B, the purpose in a deliverance from the curse. Point number D, we have the limitations of the law and its relation to faith. Point 1, the covenant of faith with Abraham. Point A, the covenant was binding. B, it was to Abraham and his seed. C, the promise was not altered by the law. D, the inheritance is not through the law, but by promise. Point 2, the true place and purpose of the law. Point A, the temporary nature of the law. B, the inability of the law to produce life. And C, the law was an instrument to bring us to Christ. Then in point number E, we go into chapter number 4, the contrast of the law and faith. In point number 1, we have the illustration of the position as an heir, as a minor. Point 2, the application of the illustration to believers. Point A, bondage as minors. B, free as sons. 3, the conclusion for the believer. Point number 2, we have the appeal to the Galatian believers to drop their legalism. In point A, we have accepting Jewish legalism is a return to bondage. Point 1, their past condition of bondage. 2, the deliverance from bondage. 3, legalism is returning to bondage. And 4, their actions cause concern to Paul. In point B, the appeal from his relation to them. Point 1, we have an appeal for them to adopt Paul's position. 2, a reminder of his past relation to them. 3, the change in their relation to him. 4, the travail he is experiencing for them. In point number C, we have the appeal from the two contrasted covenants, law and grace. In point number 1, we have a question to those desiring to be under the law. And 2, the story of Abraham's two sons. And 3, the interpretation of the story. Point A, the two methods represent two covenants. And B, the description of the two covenants. 1 represents bondage. 2, the other represents freedom. C, the expulsion of the son of bondage. And D, the conclusion of the story. Now we go into part three, the liberty of the gospel, practical application, and that's starting in chapter number five. Roman numeral number one, we have a call to maintain Christian liberty. Point A, the peril in circumcision. Point one, it makes Christ useless to them. Two, it makes them subject to the whole law. Three, it severs them from Christ. Four, it is a fall from grace. Five, the proper Christian attitude. B, we have the condemnation of the false teacher. Point one, their error. Two, example of their teaching. And three, condemnation of the one troubling them. In Roman numeral number two, we have the life of Christian liberty. Point A, it's a life directed by love. Point one, the believer is called to liberty. Point two, the proper use of Christian liberty. Three, the fulfillment of the law through love. Four, the results of lack of love. Point B, it is a walk of the Spirit, not in the flesh. Point one, the command to walk in the Spirit. Point two, the conflict between the Spirit and the flesh. And point three, the conflict between the products of the flesh and the Spirit. Point A, we have the works of the flesh, and B, the fruit of the Spirit. In point four, we have the people living by the Spirit. Point A, they have crucified the flesh, and B, they live and walk in the Spirit. In point C, it is the life of brethren, which is burden-bearing. In point one, we have bearing faults. Point A, the warning against wrong attitudes towards others. B, the attitude of humility in restoring the fallen. And C, the duty of mutual burden-bearing. And now we're in chapter number six. In point number D, we have the proper attitude towards self. Point D, it is a life governed by the basic principles. Point number one, the principle of communication. Two, the principle of spiritual harvest. Three, the principle of well-doing. And three, conclusion. Point A, we have a reference to his large letters. B, the rebuke of his adversaries. C, his confidence in the cross. Point one, glorying in the cross. Two, crucifixion through the cross. Three, blessings on those accepting this principle. And four, he bears the marks of the Lord in his own body. And then Roman numeral number four, we have the benediction. So that's it for this lesson. Go ahead and please do the chapter self-test and join me in the next lesson.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.